listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome back. We have a lot of activity here. It's wonderful. Let's let me see how they're still getting paperwork flying in here. So, oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, it's actually like 30 seconds. No, it just turned 3 o'clock. So, but we have done it by God has done it through, and tell me, through,
There's a lot going on.
And, so you were out there on the phone.
Yes. So I took a call from John, and he wanted to finish off that matching funds of $320. So he gave that. And then also he wants to start a new matching funds to keep things going for another $320.
Okay.
So he wants to start a $320 matching
fund. So this, what you gave me, is both of those figures
correct
in one.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Well then, John, thank you.
John
has been so faithful and has given more than once.
Well, he always does. Yeah.
And we just thank you, brother, a true man of faith, and kept this going. So so I'm going to do some paperwork here.
All right, and I'll give the phone number, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. So because John wanted to keep things going, so now we have another $320 matching funds. And you can call us, 772-221-1100.
Hallelujah. Well, that's great. And we know, because I'm kind of sitting here at the board, and there's people scurrying around taking calls and stuff. And so I don't know everything that's in the pipeline. So we're going to see what God has done, mm-hmm. because, like, God loves to do all kinds of cool stuff toward the end. So we're going to have another $320 matching funds challenge. Okay, I've got that list started, and we'll see. Let's go to a piece of music.
Ed brought the donuts.
He did. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he heard us talking about donuts.
Oh, my.
And he said, I think I'm going to stop and get some. Hallelujah.
Well, let's see. I am going to have to call Karen here to tell me why we're not playing music. Oh. Well, she didn't tell me. She just punched a button.
I know.
Hallelujah. We'll be back.
The holy raging fire.
Holy Spirit, fall on us, please. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's, folks, okay, the dust is starting to settle on that last matching funds challenge. Mm-hmm. It's quite exciting toward the lesson. It always is that way.
Yes.
So here was the deal. Our brother, angel brother in Delray Beach, had given a $1,500 matching funds challenge, and that was to be finished by 3 o'clock. Well, at that, the few seconds before 3 or after, it's hard to tell, we had a flurry of phone calls that came in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to sort out what happened when and to whom, but here's the deal. Our brother John in Port St. Lucie called, and he met the $320 that were left to raise. So that finished that one. And then he also gave another $320 to start a new matching funds challenge. And so in the Mealy, what I got an angel gift from an angel in Belgrade of $320. So it just seems that John's gift was already met
mm-hmm.
By our dear angel there in Belgrade. So that $320, John, has been met. So that's
amen.
That is,
yeah,
that is done.
I was on the phone with John, and
yeah.
Sherry was on the phone with this
angel. Yeah.
So I got here first.
Well, she did, and that's the way it goes, because we sometimes take a little more time with folks.
Yeah.
But so anyway, praise the Lord.
Yes,
we met the time. So that will be, we will have, $3,640, right? No, $3,000. I don't know.
Let's figure it later.
We'll figure it later.
But what we do have to do is we've gone over the 30,000.
We have. So yes, we have done that. And so we're going to do, you know what we do? We do the Hallelujah Chorus. Here it comes. Well, that's a Hallelujah Chorus, and we've crossed over another $5,000 barrier. Broken through, I think is a better word. So we are now at $33,615.
Praise God.
In what God has enabled us to raise so far. We still have $191,385 left to go, but that's in God's hands. And we're just here talking about what God wants us to do with the money, which is preach the gospel over the airways. And guess what? We have our good friend
what?
Ed Skiba here. Ed, how you doing, brother?
Good. How about you?
Man.
Another beautiful South Florida afternoon.
Yeah, yes, it is here.
Ed's fresh out of the hair salon.
Fresh out of
I heard your conversation earlier.
Okay.
Concerning the donuts.
Oh.
So I brought a dozen.
Okay, well.
Because it's biblical.
Is
God
it?
Said, bring grain offerings before the Lord.
Right.
and wait, it's even better than that, because donuts are even the most obvious choice because they're holy.
Ed always makes a point.
Yes, yes.
And teaches something. It's good theology. Donuts, therefore, are good theology. Well, thank you for doing that.
I got that right out of the blue jeans, Bobby.
Right? Yeah, the blue jeans.
That's the ones that has seven suggestions instead of 10 commandments.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you've been following, you know where we're at. And glad you can join us for all. Ed's going to help us raise money. Mm-hmm. We are still open for business here.
Amen.
We will, our plan as always is to run till 6 p.m. Now, if we get a flurry of phone calls, we won't stop taking them until, you know, everyone stops for the end of the day, and then we'll go back to regular programming. And as we said, we've had to preempt several programs, but all those national programs, I believe, will be playing tonight, 12 hours past their regular morning time, so that some people missed. Did we play Through the Bible today?
Yes.
We did. So that, but also play, I think, it 9 o'clock?
Yes, 9 a.m. and p.m.
9 a.m. and p.m.
But this morning, I think it played at
9:30. We brought it in special because we had some good responses.
Special,
so.
Yes.
Special.
Special.
It was special.
It really was.
Well, we're all special.
Yes.
We are.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah. I want to, in just a moment, we're going to do some, go back to some music here. But again, give the numbers, Karen, would you please?
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. You can also go to WCNO.com to make a donation or a pledge, or you can text WCNO to 24365.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very concise.
Amen.
Very,
yes,
very concise.
Get it, just the facts.
And to the point.
And to the point.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Before we go to music, I just want to talk, bring Ed into the conversation.
Good, I can
bit.
Go get a donut.
Go get a donut.
Ah. All right.
Normally, I'm not sure normally is a word to use when talking about you and me.
Well, you and I get together in a conversation. There's nothing normal.
There's
about
nothing
it.
Normal about it. Ed is one of the co-hosts for the live program that we have on Mondays, The Front Line.
Amen.
In fact, he was there from the very beginning. April, it's almost a year, Ed. Can you believe it?
No, that's amazing.
It was the second Monday of April, I think, when we started.
It doesn't seem like any more than maybe 12 months.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah, there you go. And we've had several, all wonderful guests, some in town, some not. But I've enjoyed working with you. And now we have Ann Limhoko. Yeah. And she's a very astute lady, loves the Lord. She knows a lot about, well, she has a degree in public policy and government, so, and has worked in government. So she has a tremendous experience, and she has a strong sense of patriotism as well, which really is a blessing. And she knows how to ask questions.
Yeah, you know, what's great about having her is that so many people accuse us that are more conservative and spiritually minded of being conspiracy theorists when it comes to government.
Right.
She has seen the inner workings of the government.
Absolutely.
And has seen the evil behind the scenes.
She has.
So she can give us firsthand knowledge on it.
Absolutely. Yes, her testimony is very clear on that.
Amen.
And I want to add, you know, I wanted to give God glory, Ed, that you've had some needed surgery, and that you are healing. And this was the kind of thing that if you didn't have it fixed, you'd probably get harder and harder for you to move around.
I was bent at the waist and having a hard time straightening up.
Yeah.
Someone accused me of still going through evolution because I wasn't
right.
Walking upright and erect yet.
Even though I know you don't believe in that.
If you believed in that, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was having that trouble, and my pain doctor is the one that did the surgery, and it was simply a matter of a tendon alongside my sciatic nerve being thickened and pushing on the sciatic nerve. And every time I go to stand up, my legs would buckle and I almost go to the floor with the pain.
Ooh, yeah.
And he has taken care of that. He thinned that tendon down, did it outpatient. I got home, and by the next day, I was walking around straight up and down and smiling. And
praise God.
And it's a little bit sore now, but he said it may be a few weeks until it resolves completely.
Sure.
But I know that God still has a big purpose for my life.
He does.
I look at my age, and I really want to use that as an excuse, but God says, no excuse there. You're going to continue doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
And consequently, because of this surgery, I've begun a new ministry out in Indian Town, in Indian Wood, 55 and over community where I live, the Indian Wood Chapel, and we meet every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and we began on Christmas Eve was my first service. And things are going well. In fact, I just came from ordering a sign to put out in front for it, just on Sundays when we have that. It's in our recreation hall. And I kept saying, Lord, but don't you understand how old I am? And he said, excuse me? Don't I understand? I built you.
Well, and didn't he say something about the effect is, didn't you read about Methuselah in the Old Testament?
Amen, yeah.
So,
well, and Moses was in his well over 100.
Well over 100.
And I'm reading all through the Old Testament again right now, so studying through it. So,
well, these were people you went to high school with. So.
Yeah, that's right. I thought about that. Yeah, well, at least grammar school.
Sorry. Yeah, right. I keep kidding you about that, but I'm not that far behind you, you know, so. But we got to laugh about it.
But you'll never catch up.
I won't. When you go to be with the Lord, then I'll be able to.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but, I guess you don't age any longer then.
No, and you got time here on the earth. Well, Ed's going to be with us for a while, so I'm going to just play some music. Keep in mind, we're here to raise some money. We have about 2 hours and 41 minutes left before we have to go off the air.
Oh.
Live, not forever. You know, we'll have all the embedded programs and music and such.
Yeah.
But 772-221-1100 is the number to call to make a donation. 772-221-1100.
Amen.
Amen.
Almighty, ever-living God, we've come to worship you. Almighty, ever-living God, our Father, Spirit, and the Son, we've come to honor you. Almighty, ever-living God, this is the day you have made. We rejoice and to worship you, Almighty, ever-living God, the one who is and is to come. We turn our eyes to you, Almighty, ever-living God. This is the our hallelujah.
If you prayed for the sun to shine, only to watch it rain. If you find you're weary from the struggle, don't think that you can try again. No. When love is just an empty word that echoes through the canyons of your soul, and you wonder just how long you feel this way, and will you have the strength to hold on one more day?
Oh, Your love is so good, so good. Amen. I believe it was the psalmist David that said, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen, yes.
So with your taster, you can see, I think.
That's right. That's right. As opposed to just thinking about it and really not getting the
experience. There you go. Well, good afternoon. It's right now 3:35, and the clock just keeps ticking its way along this afternoon. And I found in being away for a bit that a lot of positive things have happened. David, you and Karen and Ed and I don't know who all else has been. I can't blame you.
Well, okay, we give glory to God because God was stirring up the people, and what we were doing was just telling them the opportunities.
That's awesome.
But God was on the move, and
praise God. That is most excellent. And so here we are. It's 3:36 this afternoon, and we are at 33,640, that's what's come in so far, which means we're only about 1,360 away from the next 5,000 mark. Wouldn't it be great to get up around 40,000 today?
Oh, yes,
and that's possible. That is possible. And we're here. The phone lines are open right now, and you can give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. And, of course, if you do not have the opportunity to get a hold of the dollars today, you're driving, maybe you just got off work, or maybe it's going to be a month or two or three or four down the road before you have the resources. You can make a pledge, and that'll work too. And we'll trust God with you, and we actually pray and exercise faith on all of our family's behalf that God will enrich your life and enable you to fulfill what God's put in your heart to do.
Amen.
And so we trust the Lord in that. The phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Dave, how did you get Ed Skiban here this afternoon? I mean, he's like a he's a radio star. He's part of the front line.
Well, and, you know, it was hard because signing autographs on his way in, people were getting in front of him, and I wasn't sure he was going to make it, but he did.
He made it. So. He made it. Yeah, and he's here in person. And
in person.
So,
in person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
live.
The only
I even brought in some holy food.
Well, you did, and I have partaken. I brought my coffee with me, and I was out there listening, and I heard that you were here, and you came armed and ready.
Oh yeah.
And that's a good thing. 772-221-1100. Looking for your call this afternoon. It looks like you took care of some matching funds earlier?
Well, yes. When I came back from lunch and we had just sat down and the angel in Delray had just given a $1,500.
Yes, that was just as I was, I almost said passing, but I have.
Well, don't do that. But you were going out.
I was going out.
And for the longest time, we had said we that it needed to be done by 3. It was just 2:00.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, time marches on.
It does, yes.
We're moving like 20 after 2, and we're encouraging. And finally, I think it was about 3:30, Catherine in, I forget where she is now, it's all over there, but called in a $1,000 gift.
Ah.
And then.
That's awesome.
And so then we rocked along a little bit more. We got to about 5 minutes till, and then 3 minutes till.
Oh.
And so I was doing what you do, is encouraging people.
Sure.
Time is running out. Then it got wild because then the phones went off, and Sherry and Karen were on the phone, and we have Brother John. And what happened is what comes to you first, you talk about, right?
Sure.
And so our Brother John in Port St. Lucie, who's a tremendous giver, called in. He said, I want to finish that 320, which is what we have.
Okay.
Off, and I want to start another matching funds for 320. And so, yeah, we did that, and I started another list. And then Sherry, or I forget who, came in with another angel gift from a giver in Belgrade of $320.
Exactly, to match
so
it up.
So we just, this is God's grace.
That happened
so
fast.
It ate up John's 320 and zeroed that out. So, but it was just great. It was how it often happens.
That's tremendous.
It's the end of matching funds, the last few minutes. it gets wild. So
it can do that.
It can do that. But that was fantastic.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. So Bishop over here, you know, we have a celebration this weekend.
Amen. Big time celebration.
I heard about your church. You're going to have signage up so people can find the way and things are going well.
Yep.
You're going to be having a resurrection celebration.
Resurrection Sunday, that's right.
Yeah.
We've got people there that are from out of town. They come down, the snowbirds that come down for the winter, and they don't have a local church, or maybe they've just been away from church for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just time for them to get back. And it's a very comfortable, I guess you'd call it non-threatening environment, because it's in a community hall.
Sure.
And people can come in and be comfortable there.
Yeah.
And maybe be comfortable physically, but some of them are not very comfortable in the presence of the Lord. And that's the problem. but they learn how to be there, because we try to welcome them all with open arms.
It's good. It's good.
No matter. And in fact, at our last HOA meeting, I made an offer to try and facilitate any other beliefs, Jews, anybody else that might have a belief system different than
to reach out to them,
to reach out to them and say, listen, if you need something done here, I'll be happy to help you contact local ministers that can facilitate your belief.
Yeah.
You know, we got to make sure that they don't think I'm trying to monopolize something.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I am discouraging there is that people that go to the local churches step away from their church and come to what I've started.
Yeah.
I don't want that happening.
Yeah.
I want to be an adjunct to the local churches and a supportive adjunct, not a competition.
Right, right.
There's a big problem throughout Christianity right now, throughout the church, where we're competing with each other, and we can't do that.
Yeah, that's not the plan. That's not the plan. Yeah, same goal, same enemy.
Amen.
We're on the same team for sure.
Yeah.
Well, once again, here we are. It's 3:42 this afternoon, looking for your call today. And Dave just gave the full report, and it's an excellent report, and moved ahead quite a bit while I was out at an appointment. And good to be back in here, looking for your call. And so give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And someone out there has a donation to make, maybe a monthly, maybe a significant investment into the kingdom here. Someone may have been prayerfully considering making a matching funds challenge. And some of our businesses that have been blessed of the Lord, why not give us a call and step up with $1,000, $2,000, $3,000?
Yeah.
I believe somebody has $5,000 out there. You could step up, make
absolutely
a matching funds challenge. Now, this time of the day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, David, we found out that God can do things in the afternoon, haven't we?
Yes, he can. Whoa.
Yeah. And our family is not all sleeping and taking a siesta.
No, they're not. We're catching a lot of people that have to work for a living and support
you mean like
their
us?
Families. And
yeah,
they're out,
right,
like us. And they're in their cars on the way home now.
There you go.
And this is the only opportunity they have to hear that how they can be an active part of the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
You know?
And it's a tremendous opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know, God has given us such a great address, large footprint, you know, here in the state of Florida. And of course, we have a lot of people traveling that also tune in and listen, and haven't had a call in yet from any of our travelers. But if you're traveling through the area, maybe you're down on vacation, maybe you're looking and planning to be heading back north, why not give us a call, get your donation in before you head out, before Resurrection Sunday, and let us know what the Lord's put on your heart to give. And a gift of any size is going to be a blessing. And so we have open lines. Give us a call, 772-221-1100. We're going to go to a song, and we'll be back in just a moment. This song's entitled Stronger. So, that's what God makes us. God makes us stronger, doesn't he?
Rose.
And we're back. One more time. Good to hear everybody out there. I can almost hear you.
yeah, that wasn't rain. That was the song trying to get finished.
Yeah,
a bunch of clapping out there, right?
I thought that was an echo. I've only got one good ear, and the other one's questionable, you know. the good one's questionable. For all of you that are moved by the Lord in your heart to have a big part in this ministry, don't be afraid to call in and talk to us.
Amen.
Even if you just need counseling. And if you wish to make a donation to us, we can really appreciate that to keep this station on the air. The number is 772-221-1100. And for those of you that can't find the 11 on your telephone, it's 772-221-1100.
There you go. That works just fine. Shirley in Port St. Lucie sent in a donation by money order, $20. And so we want to thank you, Shirley, for that donation this afternoon. And we have had some matching funds at some points today, and I believe all of those were matched up, even at the last minute. People were calling, and that's quite great.
God is good.
God is good. Thank you, Shirley, for that donation. And we are looking for your call. And, of course, you can go online to our website, WCNO.com, WCNO.com. You can make a pledge there. You can make a donation there, or you can give us a prayer request, praise report, and you can find out a little bit about what's going on here at WCNO. You can also see where the totals are. We try to update those every hour, so you can look at it and see exactly where we are. And so the team's been working hard in getting our webpage updated. So this is actually a new, totally new website.
The old one was a little difficult to navigate.
It was, and you know, it just was showing signs of age. Us, Ed, but you know, it was showing some signs.
I didn't see any gray hair on my computer.
No, the computer just starts not working. But sometimes that happens to me. You know, something just stops working.
I tell people that they said, "How do you feel? You know, at your age?" I said, "Whatever doesn't hurt probably doesn't work."
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Number again, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And again, thank you, Shirley, for that donation, sending that in through the mail. And then let's see, we have another piece of mail. And this is Connie and Joachim. And they are making a donation by check, and it's $50. And that is coming from, where's it coming from? Lake Park, Florida. That's down south, I think, right?
I believe so.
Down in the south.
Yep.
And so that's quite great. And, of course, David can tell us how you can give with your telephone. Isn't that cool? I mean, there's so many different ways to give.
Yep.
And you can pop out your little telephone, and you can make a donation on that this afternoon.
You can. You can text. Mm-hmm. Text WCNO to 24365. That's WCNO to 24365. I have a prayer request.
Well, why don't we lift it up in prayer?
John has a friend named Tim, and he has back surgery scheduled, but he has MRSA, and so they can't do the surgery with that infection. So we're just asked to pray for Tim, for God's timing and healing for him. And so right now, Lord, we come before you for Tim. Father, we thank you for John's heart, the love that you give your people for our brothers and sisters, Lord, is certainly evidenced here. And we know you love Tim with a love we can't even begin to fathom. And within the scope of that love is your healing power. And we lift him up to you now for his total and complete healing. Sometimes you do it miraculously. Sometimes you use medical trained people. And either way, Lord, we know Tim is going to receive your healing grace. We pray for this infection to be completely healed, in your time. We pray, Lord, that it would not be an issue when it's time for the surgery, and if it is your desire to use the surgeon and all that will be assisting him or her, that your hands would guide the surgeon's hands, your spirit would move powerfully in Tim's body to bring a fullness of healing, that whatever the issue is, that you would restore him to wholeness and strength. And we thank you, Father, as we come before you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I love James 5. It not only addresses what to do if someone is sick in the congregation, but it also tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer
yes.
of the righteous availeth much.
Amen.
Availeth much.
Amen.
And
Amen.
What does the enemy say? What are you praying for? What difference yeah. does it make? Well, God says it makes a big difference, so it means that God is listening. Amen. And, you know, on Christian radio here, it's a blessing. When we're lifting up prayer requests, you can join in with us. And we, instead of having two or three in agreement, mm-hmm. we might have 20 or 30,000 in agreement with us. So,
yes,
you know, or more, a whole lot more than that we could have. So that is, that's quite awesome. So we thank the Lord for your listening this afternoon and for tuning in, praying with us. Would you just agree with us for the Father's favor in the next, it's almost 4:00, so we have about 2 hours left. And would you just pray with us that the Father would open the windows of heaven in these last 2 hours and just open up the resources so we can take another giant step forward? Ed, why don't you lead us in a moment of prayer for Amen. That? Mm. Amen.
Well, Father, we come before you,
thank you, Lord,
with needs that you've already answered.
Amen. Amen.
In our unbelief, as Paul said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. In our unbelief, we think we have to keep coming before you and begging, but you've already answered our prayers. Your word tells us that before we've even spoken, you've heard, and before we've even asked, you've answered. But Lord, we do look to you for the provision for these next 2 hours, for all the income that you have in your hands that you're ready to pour out on this station. Lord, I ask you to touch the hearts of the faithful that are out there right now that are holding those funds, and just help them to have the faith, the understanding, and the obedience to your will to release that into your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for that. We claim it. We see it coming already, and we can feel the reception of it in our spirits. We just ask you to facilitate that for us, to talk to your people, to touch their hearts, to let them feel your Holy Spirit moving within their lives, to see all the blessings that you have rained down on them,
Amen.
And to understand the little that you ask back from us. Mm. Father, we thank you for all your faithful out there, and we just thank you for this station, especially for the mission you've given us to be able to reach out to the dying world, to an unbelieving world, and let them understand the truth of your love and your word, and the truth of your righteousness, which is what's lacking in this country. Lord, we thank you that we're not doing it by ourselves, but all of our partners out there are the ones that are doing it along with us, that as a group, as a combined effort, we're able to reach out and touch people that need your love so badly.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you and praise you that you've given us this opportunity. Make us faithful to it now, that we can fulfill your wish. Bless us. Open up the windows of heaven and pour Amen. Out blessings more than we can receive, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. And Lord, we praise you and glorify you and thank you for that. We love you for you, Father, not for what you give us, but for you. We love you because you first loved us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Prayer is a wonderful thing, to just step into the courts of heaven simply by acknowledging that God is who he says he is.
I worked for a marine repair company up in Jacksonville for quite a while. And, you know, I'm a marine engineer by trade. And how God dug me out of that